The essay that follows brings nothing new to the work of discerning and proclaiming the pattern of sound words to be found in Scripture. Rather, I've merely sought to make that pattern available in a form that readers may find more accessible and enjoyable. While this essay follows the Westminster Confession of Faith, in the main, I've done a good bit of rephrasing, have rearranged the order of topics, omitted certain passages from that venerable document, which I do not consider helpful for the purposes of this essay, and added two brief chapters of my own. Additionally, since it is a work of systematic theology, which addresses specific questions by searching and synthesizing the whole counsel of God in Scripture, I've included a set of questions to begin each chapter of this essay, thereby suggesting the kind of inquiries to be answered in what follows. I've also added a prayer to each chapter, as systematic theology, properly understood, should always lead to worship and deepened commitment to knowing, loving, and serving the Lord. Finally, I have provided endnotes where I felt additional comments would help to clarify or contextualize a passage. These are not intended to be exhaustive, merely to point in the direction of further thinking. My aim in this publication is modest, to whet the reader's appetite for more of the pattern of sound words to be found in Scripture, and for the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom that pattern directs our devotion.